News number 12.
I'm Bill Hazard, BOA News. The UN Security Council has extended sanctions against Iraq for 60 days. It took action after hearing Chief Arms Inspector Richard Butler say he has proof that Iraq put deadly nerve gas into missile warheads.
I distributed to the Council the full findings of the laboratory examination of the missile warhead remnants, in which the degraded remnants of the chemical VX has been detected.
Mr. Butler says this means Iraq lied when it said it was never able to produce a form of VX stable enough to use as a weapon. Iraq denies the charge and is threatening action against UN arms inspectors unless sanctions are lifted. Former UN Ambassador Bill Richardson voices concern in light of the report.
This is very serious. This is extremely serious because it shows that our insistence the UN inspection team have full access, a full authority in Iraq has paid off, and hopefully today in the Security Council, the entire U.S. Security Council will know the extent of these violations by the Iraqi government. Now,
President Clinton has again defended his trip to China, saying engagement with Beijing is the right course of action.
I'm going to China at a time when we are appreciative of the discipline with which the Chinese have managed their economy and the fact that they haven't yet felt the need to devalue their currency.
While en route to China, Mr. Clinton said over time the world will bring freedom to China. Mr. Clinton, the first U.S. president to visit China since 1989, is scheduled to land in the ancient city of Xi'an today. His trip has sparked many, including members of Congress, to call for him to speak out strongly on human rights and democracy issues. U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan has sent a special envoy to South Asia to help ease tension created by last month's nuclear tests in Pakistan and India. Pakistan has welcomed assistance in mediating its dispute with India over Kashmir, but New Delhi says its diplomatic relations with Islamabad should be handled on a bilateral basis. The UN delegation's first stop is Bangladesh. Indonesia and the International Monetary Fund have signed a new agreement to resume a multi-billion-dollar bailout loan to Jakarta. VOA correspondent Gary Thomas has the story.
The IMF-Indonesia agreement says Indonesia will require an additional $4 to $6 billion of international aid in addition to an already agreed-upon $41.2 billion rescue package. The agreement was signed Wednesday and made public Thursday following a meeting between IMF Asia-Pacific Director Hubert Nice and President B.J. Habibie. The agreement predicts the gross domestic product will shrink by more than 10% this year and that inflation will top 80%. The battered currency, the rupiah, is projected to stabilize at around 10,000 to the dollar by the end of the year. In the area of structural reform, the agreement allows for more subsidies for basic commodities such as food and fuel. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Jakarta.
Voters in Northern Ireland will begin casting ballots today for a new assembly, giving them more say in running their own affairs. VOA's Andre de Nesnera reports from London.
The 108-member assembly will, in effect, be Northern Ireland's government, taking care of such issues as health, education, and agriculture, as well as establishing cross-border institutions with the Irish Republic. The leader of Northern Ireland's non-sectarian alliance party, John Allardyce, says many people see the assembly as offering hope for a peaceful future. But he says many are also wary.
Don't forget, there have been many initiatives in the last 30 years which have come to grief, and people are cautious about hoping too much for fear of being disappointed again, even at this stage.
Meanwhile, there was a stark reminder that violence is still very much part of life in Northern Ireland. Several people were injured as a bomb exploded in the town of Newton Hamilton near the border with Ireland. The explosion followed a coded warning from an Irish Republican Army splinter group. Andre de Nesnera, VOA News, London.
Campaigning for Cambodia's general election officially kicks off today with 39 parties trying to attract votes. More than 90% of Cambodia's eligible voters have registered for the July 26th poll, despite complaints of intimidation against opposition supporters. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan urged the Cambodian government to ensure the election is free and fair. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a $250 billion defense spending bill, but without the money President Clinton wanted to continue funding the U.S. military operation in Bosnia. The bill awaits action in the Senate and a possible presidential veto. That is because the House measure included a provision that would require advance congressional approval before Mr. Clinton could deploy troops in times of conflict. I'm Bill Hazard, VOA News.
I'm Frances Alonso, VOA News. Chinese prosecutors have indicted former Beijing Communist Party boss Chen Shitong on charges of corruption and dereliction of duty. Beijing prosecutors announced the charges today, but did not say when the trial will begin. Chen Shitong was dismissed from the post of Beijing party boss in 1995 after he was implicated in a multi-million dollar graft case. Russian lawmakers are moving slowly on several major tax reforms, raising doubts about whether Moscow will be able to begin drawing on a crucial international rescue fund. In the second of a two-day special session, Russian deputies only passed the general part of a tax code. Debate on the tougher aspects of the austerity package was expected to go late into the evening. International lenders want to be sure Moscow is serious about repairing its ailing economy before releasing billions in rescue funds. A Sri Lankan Tamil lawmaker, along with four others, was killed in a mine explosion in northern Sri Lanka. Vandana Chopra has details from Colombo.
The parliament member for Northern Vavuniya district, a member of the People's Liberation Organization of Tamil Eelam, was killed returning home late Wednesday. Police officials say lawmaker S. Shangamanathan's vehicle was caught in a claymore mine explosion. He, his son, brother's son, and two police constables were killed, while his wife and three police constables were injured. Mr. Shanmuganathan was the third sitting lawmaker to be assassinated in the past year. In an interview to state radio, party leader D. Siddharthan blamed Tamil Tiger guerrillas for the killing. Other Tamil political parties have condemned the brutal murder. Officials say most shops remained closed and the town had a deserted look after the killing. Vavuniya borders the jungle region Wani, a rebel stronghold. Tamil rebels have been fighting for autonomy in Sri Lanka's northern east since 1983. This is Vandana Chopra for VOA News, Colombo.
An Israeli court has sentenced an Israeli businessman to 16 years in prison for selling chemical weapons materials to Iran. The court in Tel Aviv convicted Nachman Manbar of aiding an enemy state. He denied the charges and will appeal. The case triggered a political and judicial scandal in Israel, with defense allegations sharply denied that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tried to influence one of the judges. Sudanese rebels and the Khartoum government have agreed to a one-month ceasefire to allow food aid to reach Sudan's famine-stricken south. Sudan's official news agency said the ceasefire is effective immediately. It comes less than one day after rebels announced a three-month truce in the Bahr el-Ghazal and Blue Nile provinces, where as many as 2 million people face starvation. President Clinton and Romanian President Emil Constantinescu meet at the White House today for talks on security and economic issues. VOA's Davis Gullist has details.
Romania was left out of the first phase of NATO expansion last year, but Mr. Constantinescu has been campaigning in Washington for Romania's early admission when the Western alliance expands again, saying his country's democratization and role as a stabilizing force in southeastern Europe needs to be acknowledged and supported by the United States and its allies. White House spokesman Mike McCurry said as the meeting began that Mr. Clinton would reaffirm the United States' open-door policy with regard to further enlargement of NATO and talk about ways Romania can make the strongest possible case for membership. He also said Mr. Clinton would encourage Romania to stay on the path of economic reform, a process Mr. Constantinescu concedes has not advanced as rapidly as Romanians had hoped after the fall of communism there in 1989. David Gullist, VOA News, The White House.
A U.S. appeals court has ordered a stay blocking testimony by President Clinton's Secret Service bodyguards about an alleged affair and cover-up by the president. The appeals court decision came shortly after the head of the president's security detail appeared at a federal courthouse in Washington to testify. The court blocked the testimony while it considers a legal battle over whether the agents should have to answer questions before the grand jury. And the remains of Russia's last Tsar have arrived in St. Petersburg, where they will be buried in a special ceremony on Friday, the 80th anniversary of his murder. I'm Frances Alonso, VOA News.